A lot of the things you buy have a pretty limited life cycle. Think about it. Before you buy a product, it uses up raw materials, then you use it for a while, then it ends up in a garbage dump. But that doesn't have to be its fate. A group of industrial design students at Western Washington University was given this challenge: create attractive, useful products that are also completely recyclable, reusable, or biodegradable. On top of that, they had to use waste that would have ended up in the dump. Rachel Bjarnason explains what's known as closed-loop design.
Instead of a product life cycle and a designer's job ending with that product when the product is at the end of its useful life, that is just a new material that can be reused and turned into a new product.
This sustainable design principle has caught on in Europe. There, household appliance manufacturers are required to take back old dishwashers and clothes dryers to reuse their components. U.S. factories are adopting closed-loop systems, too, as a way to save money on raw materials and benefit the environment. One of the first lessons the students learned was that in closed-loop design, it's not enough to use recyclable materials. You have to think about how you attach one material to another.
If you have a recyclable material, like an aluminum bonded to a plastic that's non-recyclable, suddenly the recyclable component is no longer recyclable.
Bjarnason says they had to avoid using strong glues for that reason, and also because the adhesives can release toxic fumes. The students also had to figure out where to get their raw materials. Seth Tucker wanted to make bracelets out of disposable chopsticks.
I found that between Japan and China, 1 billion pairs of chopsticks are thrown away every year. They're taking down whole forests just for chopsticks.
He asked local Asian restaurants whether he could install chopsticks recycling bins to collect enough for his project.
Some restaurants, it was kind of funny, they gave me this kind of look like, you're crazy, I would never, you know, give you used chopsticks. But it was really cool because other places were like, oh yeah, totally, we're definitely cool with the idea.
Tucker sanitized the chopsticks he'd collected, cut them into pieces, and sandblasted them into what looked like little driftwood beads. He strung them into bracelets along with natural turquoise and antique African trade beads. One student turned newsprint into biodegradable flower pots. Another made used-up retail gift cards into colorful luggage tags. Rachel Bjarnason challenged herself to use fabric scraps that she usually throws away in her job as a seamstress. She stitched strips of silk into baby booties and lined them with scraps of fleece she got from a local glove manufacturer. Then she cushioned the soles with leftover carpet padding from a flooring company.
So all of this was materials that would have been thrown out, and I turned them into little striped baby booties.
Several stores agreed to carry the products. One of them was Goods for the Planet in Seattle. Suzanne O'Shea is the co-owner.
We were thrilled to do it because one of our goals is to find products as close to home as possible and support the local economy.
The students' products were a hit with their customers. O'Shea says some even sold out right away, like the chopsticks bracelets. And sushi rollers made from stainless steel bicycle spokes flew off the shelves.
A lot of chefs that have come in and people that make sushi at home have really been impressed with this design because it has more weight than the standard bamboo sushi rollers.
And that's the idea. Student Rachel Bjarnason says they learned the ideal sustainable product is at least as attractive and useful as the competition.
You still need to make a product that looks beautiful and has good tactile sensation and is something that people ultimately want to buy. Even if it has the best of intentions in saving the environment, it won't do its job if it's not something that people want or need.
The students say they'll try to integrate the closed-loop design principles they've learned into all of their future products. They don't want anything they design to ever end up in the trash. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.